everyone. Welcome to the Warrior in Progress podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McKee, certified health coach and motivational speaker. I want to welcome you here today. Thank you so much for listening to this. I really hope that you get something out of today's episode. I want to talk about something that I hear every single year. And basically what it is around the holidays in December, people just let themselves go. They just say, you know what? I'll start on January 1st. I'll make some New Year's resolutions on January 1st. And for the month of December, I'm just going to go to Christmas parties and holiday parties and whatever parties. And I'm just going to eat cookies and drink and do all these things and give myself a break. Then starting January 1st, I'll get back on it. Well, for those of you who know me, you know that what I would say is there's no break from a healthy lifestyle, but that doesn't mean that you can't splurge in moderation in December. But anyway, that's not what this episode's about. What this episode is about is why New Year's resolutions don't work. Okay. One of my favorite songs is actually a song by U2 called New Year's Day. And one of the lyrics in that song that I really love is, you know, nothing changes on New Year's Day. And it's so true. So a lot of times we convince ourselves, okay, 2020 is going to be my year. You know, yeah, you know what? I said that back in like 1999 is going to be my year. 2000 is going to be my year. You know, 2013 is going to be my year. 2014 is going to be my year. Guess what? It was never my year. It was never my year. Why? Because I set completely unrealistic and unattainable New Year's resolutions. So let's give an example. Let's say that you are not exercising at all and you tell yourself, January 1st, one of my New Year's resolutions is going to be to exercise 6 days a week or 7 days a week. Do you really believe that that's attainable to go from zero like minutes of workout a week to working out 6 to 7 times a week? Now, if you're able to do that and stick to that, then that makes you one of the few. And so more power to you, and I'm really happy for you. But the majority of people cannot do that. That would be an example of an unattainable goal. Another thing that I hear so often with New Year's resolutions is people looking for a quick fix. And so they think that if they eat in a particular way, they're going to see results sooner. So let me give an example. I hear this all the time. Oh, starting January 1st, I'm going to do keto, or I'm going to do a low carb diet, or I'm going to do Whole 30, or I'm going to try being vegan, gluten free, or I'm going to eat 1200 calories a day, or, you know, whatever it is. It's some kind of deprivation, usually, or quick fix, or some way of eating that is completely opposite to the way that they're eating or have been eating in the past. Again, unattainable. In my opinion, unattainable. So the reason I say that is because there is no quick fix, okay? Different ways of eating work for different people. Like most of you know, I am vegan and gluten-free. Do I recommend everybody go become vegan and gluten-free? No, not at all. There's, you know, keto works for some people, it doesn't work for others. You know, carb cycling works for some people, doesn't work for others. So I think it is about finding the way of eating that works best for your body, because everyone's body is different. Okay. So my point is not that keto is bad or, you know, low carb diet is bad. My point is just that if you are trying to eat in a way that deprives your body and it doesn't work for your body or your mind, that's going to be extremely hard to stick to. And there are no quick fixes, okay? So if you want to lose the weight and keep it off, if you want to become the best version of yourself, not just with, you know, exercise and nutrition, but also mindset, there is no quick fix. You're going to have to put it in the work for the long haul, but it's so worth it, okay? So when we have this all or nothing thinking, okay, so I have to go from zero exercise and eating McDonald's every day to exercising 6 or 7 times a week, and I got to be doing a low carb diet every single day and eating 1200 calories and drinking a gallon of water a day when I've been drinking like 1 or 2 cups of water a day. When we try to go from one extreme to the other with a like all or nothing, and then we tell ourselves, okay, this is what I'm going to do to reach my goal. And we try to do it and we can't stick to it because it's so completely extreme and opposite to what we had been doing, we beat ourselves up, right? We beat ourselves up and we say, look, see, I knew I couldn't do this. This is too hard. Yeah, it is too hard. You know why? Because you're trying to do things that are completely unrealistic and unattainable for you. So what's the secret? The secret is to make small changes. That's how you create healthy habits. The secret is to make small changes over time. That's how you create healthy habits. Only when you create healthy habits can you change your lifestyle. Can you lose the weight and keep it off? And again, this is not just about weight loss. This is also the same for anything related to mindset, you know, how you're talking to yourself, because we can actually be doing pretty well on a particular eating plan or with our exercise or water or whatever, but then we self-sabotage ourselves. Does that sound familiar? A lot of times, you know, when January 1st comes around, we feel really motivated, right? We're like, yes, January 1st, 2020, I got this. This is my year. We're pumped, right? We know we're just feeling really, really, really motivated. But guess what? That motivation only lasts so long. That motivation can be short-lived. Why? Because life is not perfect. Things happen in our lives that are out of our control. Example, let's say you tell yourself, I'm going to exercise 6 days a week, and you do pretty well with that, let's say, for the first couple of weeks. Well, then life throws some stuff in your way. Maybe you have to work late. Maybe your kid gets sick, etc., and you're not able to get to the gym. So then what happens is we can fall out of the habit. You know, so maybe 1 week I'm only doing it 3 times and I'm like, well, you know, well, I got this and I got that and I can't really do it 6 times. So we fall out of the habit of it. The real key to sustaining motivation is, by the way, not willpower, because willpower has nothing to do with this. Okay. If you want to be in it for the long haul, you have to have a strong why. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about the why right now because I'm going to record a separate podcast episode for that. That deserves a podcast episode on its own, just about it. But just to give you an introduction to what the why is, your why is, why do I want to change my life? Why do I want to be a better version of myself? How are my current habits holding me back from being the best version of myself? And I'm not just talking about nutrition and exercise, okay? I'm talking mainly about mindset, because that's the whole issue with 90% of this stuff, maybe even 99% of this stuff, is our mindset and the way we think about things. A lot of us have a tendency to think in an all or nothing way. We have to find a middle ground. So your why is about a lot more than just, well, I want to look good in a bikini, or I want to be 140 pounds, or, you know, it's more of things like, I want to be able to like travel and fit in an airplane seat without needing a seatbelt extender and not have all that shame and guilt associated with that and not feel like everybody's staring at me. I want to feel comfortable in my own skin. I want to not be held back by my mind and my fears. I want to be able to feel confident to try anything in life, because I want to be able to live my life. I don't know about you, but I was not living my life. I was sitting on the sidelines of my life, just watching my life pass me by. And at first it was really great. You know, I was just sitting on the sidelines. I was in my comfort zone. I was kind of hiding in the corner. Nobody could see me, stuffing food into my face. And I was feeling like really comfortable. And then, you know, as I continued to stay in my comfort zone and stay on the sidelines of my life, and gain weight and just feel extremely scared, really. There was a lot of fear there. You know, I kind of had that other voice in my head that was looking out at the court and was seeing other people on the court, other people playing the game of life and living their life. And yeah, you know what? Some people were throwing baskets and they weren't making it, right? Some people had air balls, right? But at least they were out there trying. See, I wasn't. I was hiding. And there was this voice in my head that when I was seeing, you know, these other people living their lives, and I realized, number one, life is so short. You know, life is so short. And here I am wasting my time. You know, what am I getting out of this? What am I getting out of hiding due to fear? I wasn't getting anything out of it. And actually, it was making my life even worse because I was gaining weight. I was getting health issues like high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I was didn't have type 2 diabetes, but I was definitely headed that way. I had so many aches and pains from the amount of weight that my body was carrying around. But you know what? It wasn't just all of those physical symptoms. It was also the mental aspect of things, you know, constantly beating myself up, telling myself I was less than, not good enough. Nobody could ever love me. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. But this voice in my head said, Jennifer, you are destined for better things. You have so much to offer this world. Yes, you're not perfect, but you have a lot of gifts to share with the world. And I had this voice and I just thought, really? Like, do I really have the gifts? But I really believed that there was more, that I had more to give and experience in life. But I knew that the only way that that was possible was if I stepped on the court. Stepping on that court was scary. So it was like totally out of my comfort zone, right? So I didn't like jump on the court and start shooting baskets. You know, I gradually got onto the court one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, one of my favorite people is Coot Blackson. If you don't know who he is, you really, really need to Google him. He is an amazing transformation and life coach. I was privileged enough to have private coaching from him for, I think it was about a month or so during my weight loss transformation. And I can't tell you how invaluable that was. And if you don't want the one-on-one coaching with him, he has a lot of free video blogs he posts on his website. And it's just life-changing. It really is life-changing. But one of the things that he says a lot is step into your greatness. Refuse to play small. I was playing small. I was totally playing small in my comfort zone, hiding, getting nowhere. I decided that I wanted to play big because I only get one life in this body as this person in this circumstance, and I wanted to make the most of it. Now, how was I going to play big? Didn't really know. All I knew is I couldn't keep doing what I was doing. So I decided to get on the court, okay? So the other thing I want to talk about with New Year's resolutions is, like I was mentioning, small changes are the key to creating healthy habits. Healthy habits with nutrition, exercise, and mindset. But guess what? Like I mentioned, motivation can be waning if you don't have a strong why. You know, that can also be a reason why you don't commit. But even when we have a strong why, sometimes we have those days where we're feeling like, I'm not really sure I want to do this. You know, it's just easier to stay in the comfort zone. It's easier to go back to our old habits, right? And maybe our old ways of thinking. So when we notice that we're doing that, it's so important to call ourselves out. And this takes consistency, right? Consistency and staying in integrity with ourselves. If you haven't listened to the first episode of this podcast, you need to do that because I talk all about integrity. Integrity to ourselves. That's where we struggle. That's where most of us struggle. So being consistent, staying in integrity with ourselves, and when we're out of integrity, because we will be, none of us are perfect, being able to call ourselves out, clear our integrity with somebody else. We can't do this on our own, by the way. Clearing our integrity with somebody else so that we can get back on the court and playing the game. Now, being consistent takes being relentless. It takes not giving up. You're going to make mistakes. We all do. It's part of the journey. We're human. the more that you can accept that and accept that just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you're not good enough, doesn't mean that you failed at this. It means you're a human being. So what I like to do is I like to look at my mistakes as learning opportunities. You know, I look at the situation and say, okay, what could I have done better? How is this going to help me grow? What can I learn from this? What is, you know, especially when things happen that are out of our control, I always ask myself, what is my higher power trying to teach me? You know, what am I supposed to be learning from this? What lesson is life teaching me? Because I'm a firm believer that we repeat the same mistakes over and over and over until we learn the lesson. That's something else that Coot says all the time as well. And I completely agree with that. I've seen it happen in my own life and in other people's lives. And maybe you relate to that. So I want to leave you with this analogy. I did not come up with this analogy. I heard it from somebody else, but I really think it relates to what we're talking about here. And so let's say that you want to drive from New York State to California. You're driving, you start off in New York, you know, you go through New Jersey, you get up to Ohio. Let's say that you're going to go through Cleveland, Ohio, and you get a flat tire in Cleveland. You don't drive all the way back to New York to change your flat tire. You change your flat tire in Cleveland, and then you keep moving forward, right? That is the same thing with becoming a better version of yourself and transformation. When you make a mistake or you get a flat tire and you feel stuck, you do not have to start over from the beginning. Remember everything that you've learned since you started and apply those tools. Change your flat tire where you are and always keep moving forward. Always keep moving forward. A lot of the times when we get a flat tire on our journey, we think, that's it, I'm a failure, I can't do this. I may as well go back to New York and just stay there because that's where I'm comfortable. But guess what? You're closer to California. You know, you're closer to California, you're closer to where you want to be when you're in Cleveland than you are in New York, right? So I urge you, change your flat tire where you are and keep moving forward. This applies to anything that you do, especially with creating goals for yourself. We're not going to be perfect. It's okay. Learn from your mistakes. Move forward. They're learning opportunities. It might take you some time to change that flat tire. You may not have any idea how to change that flat tire on your own. Guess what? It's okay. Reach out to your support system. Whether it's a coach, a friend, a family member, church, organization, whatever, like reach out to your support system. The other thing I would say is keep an open mind. Sometimes I would get a flat tire and I'd be like, oh yeah, I know how to change a flat tire. But I would get in there to do it and I realized I didn't know what I was doing. You know, and I would be sitting there like trying really, really, really hard to change this flat tire with the knowledge that I had. And it wasn't working. And then I get frustrated because I can't change a flat tire and I feel stuck. That's when I knew I had to really surrender and be humble and admit to myself that maybe I didn't know how to do everything. Or maybe I didn't know what was best for me. Maybe I didn't know how I could move forward. That's okay. I needed to reach out. I needed to reach out for help and support. So just to recap, New Year's resolutions don't work because usually we're trying to do things that are completely unattainable and unrealistic for ourselves. We're looking for maybe a quick fix. Maybe we're depriving ourselves and that stuff does not work. So the key is no matter what time of year it is, whether it's January 1st, December 1st, July 1st, July 15th, doesn't matter. We need to commit to small changes so that we can create healthy habits with nutrition, exercise, and mindset. We have to be consistent. We have to learn from our mistakes and keep moving forward. And one of the most important things we have to do is stay in integrity with ourselves. And when we're out of integrity, we need to clear our integrity as soon as possible. Remember, just because you get a flat tire doesn't mean you have to go back to New York. Change that flat tire, reach out to your support system for help when you need it, and keep moving forward no matter what, because you will get to California. And when you get to California, and let's say you've had like 7 flat tires along the way, you're going to have so much gratitude for how hard it was to get to California. You're going to have so much gratitude because of everything you had to go through to get there, and the time it took, and the learning experiences that you had. That's going to help you become a better version of yourself, and it's going to really help you grow. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Remember, you're a warrior in progress, and you can do anything that you set your mind to.